Okay, all right, everybody, welcome to Come to Your Senses with Carlos Jaime. That is me. Oh man, I have a show. We got a lot of trailers, but we got a lot of podcast talking. That's what I'm saying.
Got it.
If you like talking about podcasts
on a podcast,
you're in for a show. I'll tell you that much right there. And Mike Hoagie's filling in as usual.
Yes, sir.
Right there. How you doing? Good. All right. How's the marriage? Good.
Great.
Okay. Thumbs up right there. Very good. Just always worried about that. Okay. You never know. You never know. If you want to talk about your marriage anytime on the show, we could talk about it, man.
You got an extra hour?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Maybe. No, I don't think so. All right. Well, guys, let me introduce my guest. One has been here before, and mm-hmm. I taught her about Pete Best.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. It was very sad.
Very sad.
Story.
Laura, yeah. Do you know about Pete Best?
I don't think I'm just going to say yes. So I don't
okay, all right.
That's sad.
Well, let me introduce right here. It's Faith Yamato.
Hi, guys. I'm glad to be back.
And Laura Jenkins.
Hello.
And they're the girls from Girls Meet Girl Meets World podcast.
It's a hard title.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
English was my first language, or my second language, but I'm trying, you know, when I grew up, but still getting it. Still there getting it after. Good. So guys, wow, you are in the podcast universe.
Yeah.
Right now,
sure.
And you're talking about Girl Meets World. The TV sequel to Boy Meets World.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like some random girl would say, hey, I'm gonna meet the world. It's like, no, it is.
We're not just following a child around. It's slightly less creepy than Truman Show-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's actually it's on the Disney Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And which I don't know, it's okay. I'm a little. I wish it was on ABC, the original show. Because
we have a lot of feelings about that. We're hoping that at some point the show will move to Freeform, which is essentially ABC Family.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And ABC, you know, ABC Family is a lot looser.
Oh yeah,
than
for sure.
Disney Channel. I don't know.
So strict.
Yeah, it's really weird because they do have sitcoms on the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
But it's almost. It's like I think before Girl Meets World, like, I haven't recorded. I'll be honest with you guys. Mm-hmm. I watched it since the very beginning. It's like I did Boy Meets World because I'm old enough to see the very beginning of that when that came out back in 93. But every now and then, like, when I put my DirecTV, when I have it recorded, there's a talking dog riding on
that's
the block.
<That's>
and I go, what is this show before? Like, am I missing something? I guess there's a show called
Yeah, it's Dog with a Blog.
Dog with a Blog.
Yeah. Right.
We actually discussed this.
We discussed this on our podcast because the only thing I know about Dog with a Blog is that parents can't stand it. They hate it. Like, any parent that I work with, like, I work in catering, so I have, like, a wide range of people that I work with.
Right.
And every parent I've talked to in catering, like, just is just like, if I have to watch another Dog with a Blog episode, I'm
wow.
Like,
it is the new Barney in a way, I think, for kids. Yeah,
I think so.
It's a little bit weird. Yeah, because I remember Barney was the one where parents were like, I wish I didn't have a kid right now. Like, I wish I would have had a condom on. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like, you know, that was what they said. I'm not saying it.
I had no idea everyone hated Barney so much.
Barney was rad. Yeah,
like,
you were.
It was way cool.
Yeah, but I think, but when you have your kids, there's going to be a show.
Yeah.
Like, Teletubbies was like another fucking weird show.
It's
almost creepy, but like, I don't know, like kids would love anything because it's bright colors and it's like playing.
Yeah.
Adults, when they examine this, when they're like, what the who comes up with this? Like, is this a weird, like, is this a serial killer that came up and says, you know, is this are people in prison writing Teletubbies? Like, you know?
Yeah. Right.
And so Dog of the Blog is almost like, I almost felt like the dog created the series. It's like, who would come up with that? A dog with a blog. And it's a talking dog, right?
Yeah.
I
don't know. I've actually never watched an episode.
He at least narrates his blog. I know there's a guy who comes in and does voiceover for it. And he's just like this Hollywood burnout.
That's scary. It's a scary world, that thing right there. That's why when you see Girl Meets World, you're like, okay, this is normal in a way, right?
Yeah. It makes sense, for the most part. Like, right. It makes sense.
I like it because they don't have a lot of Disneyfication that the other Disney shows have that are just,
other than
annoying.
The colors.
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's the colors. Yeah. They make some concessions, which is fine. But for the most part, it has its own voice. Because I feel like if you watch a lot of Disney shows, I used to work on a bunch of them. If you watch a lot of them, they're all the same show.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
They're all the same. Like, it's just loud and crazy.
Yeah. It's very spazzy in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's always like a, like, it's not like one spazzy kid. It's like everybody is spazzy. In a way very spazzy.
Yeah.
And yet there's even the person who's like the voice of reason will say something that's like, what? Like, what
like,
was that
no
all
about? There's no straight man in a Disney
show. It's like even Disney, like I think of Mickey Mouse, like I think if you put like a cartoon, they would have been like, what is this show? Like, I'm in a cartoon, but this is fucking weird.
Yeah. You know?
But
it's like they just lined up pixie sticks and just made the kids snort it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's scary. Like, yeah. It's a weird world that in those studios. And I can imagine people that used to write TV sitcoms back in the 80s and 90s are like, I'm writing Dog with a Blog. They're like, what the? It's like, I wrote for Sci-Fi.
Worked on Cheers.
Yeah.
I worked on Cheers, and now I'm on Dog with a Blog.
It's like, oh my God,
that should be like a show.
Because it's like you write for Cheers, you write for like, or some iconic TV shows, very comic, and then you're writing for. I don't know. That's
the writers, like the writers of Dog with the Blog are going to be like, they're going to listen to this and be like, wait a minute. I really like my job.
I'm
hoping that Dog with a Blog writing staff is mostly like a lot of first time writers.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I feel like that's a good way to, earn your way into the industry.
Either that or a guys who just like, I think just said, you know what? I retired, but you know what? I got some things in me. I got some funny lines I could do in there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's like, you know, it's like, we got to get him. We got to get that guy. Where it's like, you know, I don't know. It's a weird world. But Girl Meets World is this TV. I like TV sequels a little bit, but there's some that are like hit and miss in a way. Like, I don't know. I haven't seen Fuller House.
It's fine.
Yeah, I watched a few episodes. It was all right.
But
there's some things that I really like about it, but
yeah.
I wasn't really a big fan of Full House to begin with. Yeah. So to me, when that show was Fuller, I'm like, well,
can
that card game be over with or something for a little bit? You know, we'll see. You like that, Mike. Okay. Yeah. All right. But I'm just saying, like, it's, yeah, I don't know. Like, I like it because it's like a second part of the show. Like, you kind of, like the nuances of the first show, but now it's the new episode or the new era, the new generation, I guess. Because Star Trek: The New Generation is basically a sequel show.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it was a way better in a way where they're like, we're gonna get better actors. By the way, we're gonna get a little bit better. You know, like, you know, storylines and like, let's just say we're not gonna have the Captain wrestle some piece of cloth or something, like some Muppet or something, reject. Like, it is going to be a very realistic like approach to what Star Trek should have been, you know, to begin with.
Right.
And I think that was like, all right, perfect. Like, it could be done.
Yeah.
So, but Girl Meets World, it's pretty interesting because it's the girl, the daughter of
Cory and Topanga.
Cory and Topanga. Topanga. Oh, boy.
She's great. She looks great.
Yeah. That's another thing. Yeah. It's a lot of people... like changed in a way, like it's okay, but like Topanga is the same.
Yeah.
Like, ever she dressed up in one episode where she became the old Topanga, where she dressed up in that thing because she's a lawyer now.
Yeah.
Which is perfect.
And Girl Meets the Truth, we just did that episode.
Yeah. And then she, but she now owns the cafe.
Yeah.
That
and is also a lawyer.
With, right. And it's also a super lawyer. And super mom, you know?
Yeah.
And then, Eric was the other one.
Eric is great. He's still Mr. Squirrel.
He does not, like, he looks a little older, but it's almost like, wow, like, nothing, he looks good, you know?
You know who did not age well is Jack when he comes on the show.
I still think he looks good, but I
think he looks good, but, like, many of the cast members on that show look exactly the same.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here, like, you got older.
You got older. I know. It's like, he looked a little, you know, it was because he was a kid or he was younger, or he was a young kid.
And in, like, amazing shape. He had, like, a 12 pack when he was on Boy Meets World.
But now when you look at him, you're like, yeah, I don't know about you, man. It's like, what happened there, you know?
Yeah.
But, and then I think I messaged you, Faith, about this because Mr. Feeney was in the, like the very first episode, and then he did other ones. Like, there was another one where they came back.
He's been in like three or four.
Yeah, and I always go like, when is Feeney going to have a separate scene with Riley? When is that?
He talks to her a little bit in the shovel episode.
I don't know. Yeah, but I mean, I want a hardcore Riley Feeney scene. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, like that. And the thing is, they still kind of, you know, like I know Corey is trying to be the Feeney, but I think they should get another a different Feeney,
a more authoritative.
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah, like an older, wiser. Like, yeah, because that's the thing about Corey is he's still Corey. He's right. Still a child.
He's still a man. Yeah, child.
He's a man child.
And like, I think that you should get one who's like gonna give him detention because it's like not like that's kind of like more authoritative, more stricter in a way. I think that would be more of a interesting thing. I'm just now I'm writing the show. I'm writing the show. Yeah. There, right there.
Yeah, we do it.
Every episode, yeah, we talk about. We're like, this should be our spec episode. This should be our spec episode.
And now that they're in high school now.
Yeah.
And which is kind of interesting now because when I saw the very first episode or because you guys have a photo like an avatar on your show.
Yeah.
And it's like the kids. But they're like kids.
Especially kids. We were rewatching the first season. I mean, it's just like they look so little.
Yeah.
The sparkle, especially. Is like teeny.
I know, guys, I mean, who are listening to this right now, it's a very like that. But just check it out, the show, or just, you know, it's on Disney Channel, so don't freak out. You know what I mean? But it's a whole thing where now Corey and Topanga have two kids, and Riley is now the main central character. She's the girl in Meets World, and she's going, and she has like a best friend just like Corey had or has really. All right, and then I'm just trying to figure it out. Oh, guys, a lot of world there, and then they have the friends, like they have the quirky, the nerdy character, because there was a nerdy character in the very beginning of Boy Meets World.
Minkus,
who's the father.
Yeah.
But he wasn't really friendly. They weren't really on friend terms or anything.
Yeah, they just made fun of him.
He was a rival. Yeah. For sure.
And then I think the producers from Boy Meets World was like, you know what, a little less Minkus and let's get somebody, let's move it out a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's always the thing about TV shows where it's like all of a sudden you get written out and it's really weird because you go like, What happened to that guy?
Yeah, you know? See, I think it worked out well for Lee Norris because he's been working Minkus.
He's
been working nonstop since that show. So
I
almost wonder if he got written out because he asked to be. He probably did.
You know what it is too? I think some people might get typecast. He was very typical nerd character, and it's probably like similar to him. But he probably had to wear glasses where he didn't really have to need glasses and talk a certain way where he's like, I don't even talk that way anymore. You know, it's like, you know, like Steve Urkel, like if Family Matters had a freaking sequel show. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Jaleel White would not do that.
No.
He has been so trying to get himself away from the Urkel archetype. Like
he
was trying to do it when he was on Family Matters. Yeah. That's why we had Stefan. Stefan, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Stefan Urkel. And it's even that I was like, that's still kind of nerdy-ish in a way where I was like, I don't think that would be cool. I think he would still get goofed on. Because everyone's cool, like, that guy is really cool. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't think he was really that cool. I think he was like almost like weirder. He was almost like a very Michael Jackson-ist. Like,
he was like trying too hard.
Yeah. And it was like, I would have been like, can we get Steve? At least he was annoying, but he seemed more real. But I don't know. But it's a whole show. But girls, quote unquote girls.
We're the girls.
That meet girls. The meet girl.
In the world.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I like it. You love the show in the way.
We love it.
Yeah.
Do you watch the repeats and everything when it's on? Or?
Oh, yeah. Well, we watch it on like Netflix and stuff like that.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, the first two seasons.
Okay.
Maybe
I think it's the first two full seasons.
Because we're in the third season right now.
And then you can also just like watch, you know, just like Disney streaming.
Yeah, Disney has an app.
It's fine. It's like whatever. You just like get an app. It's
Laura's fine. Laura, are you watching that? You have that app there?
I mean, like I might have it on my phone. I just like might occasionally watch it.
Do you watch it on your phone?
Religiously every Friday.
Yeah, maybe sometimes we'll call each other and be like, okay, I'm starting it now and then live tweet it.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe.
Do people follow you going like, what the What are you?
No, it's mostly no one cares.
Yeah, I think it's just
us talking to each other about a show that we really like.
Oh yeah. Man, you know, there's a part of me where I want to do a fake Facebook account and fake Twitter account just to fuck with my friends, because sometimes when it's like a real thing, I'd be like, I'm a big fan of you, but I don't no clue what you're talking about, you know, kind of thing. But oh, that would be, I don't know, I would be like. Or something like, if I would like mess with you guys, I would be like very disagreeable. I'm like, no, I think Topanga was really the bad and the wrong here.
So I set up a Twitter and a Instagram for the show,
right.
And I hardly ever use the Twitter, which is awful. I should get on that. But uh-huh. I've been pretty active on the Instagram, and today I got in like a full on discussion with who I'm sure is a child about solid 12.
Probably.
Okay.
I had a legitimate discussion about who should be with Lucas.
Was she like Maya? Was she
hardcore Maya, and I was like, and there was part of me that's like, you're talking to a child, you can't get into like an argument with this person. So I was trying to be like diplomatic. I'm like, well, you know, Lucas has good reasons for liking both of them.
Oh my god!
And she'd be like, yeah, he's just much better with mine. I'm like, not really, because Riley's amazing. Because I feel very passionately about this.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna have to look that up. That's
cool. It's very weird being like an adult who is very invested in this child show. Because I feel very much that this show is for nostalgic millennials. Like, it appeals to, you know, children as well. But if you really watch it, like, they do. It's a lot of episodes are just straight up throwbacks to the original show,
right,
and the structure of it's just really interesting.
Yeah,
like most of the the way that they do call back, and the way that it's still a normal sitcom kind of format, that these really skilled writers that have been doing it for years are just still formatting shows that you could easily just trade up the characters sometimes, and you could easily switch some of Riley's lines, and it would be Corey's lines from
Riley's.
And then they
really
have
interesting.
In Girl Meets Triangle, the episode. Did you see the most recent episode?
Yeah. Well, just to let anybody, there's a big cliffhanger right now, because there's Riley and Maya are best friends, and there's this, what's his name?
Lucas,
yeah, or farm, what's it called?
Yeah,
Fryer. And they, who's like the most handsome kid ever
he's
in the world.
So handsome,
yeah, like
Steve.
He's like, I mean, yeah. If Thor or
yeah, he looks a little bit like a baby Thor meets like who else would he be
like Jonathan Taylor Thomas
no JTT was still like he always looked like a kid looks like a kid
Like he is if he was like it didn't matter what part of like any era like this kid if he was in he would be like the teeny bopper like he would be like the teen idol in every situation probably on
Tiger Beat.
We had like Bop.
I'm looking at Mike.
Yeah, trying to like we well, you got those magazines right.
I had a subscription.
J14. I remember because my sister had when she was she was a big fan of Ricky Schroeder, who almost looks like a young
like Farkas.
My sister would get the Tiger Beat, and I would be like, why is it called Tiger Beat? I'm like, why was it?
It's just a catchy name.
Yeah, I guess
and
so.
Everything in that magazine's like bright neon colors.
Yeah, and it was always a bunch of like just guys, and I'm like, where are the girls? Where are the girls from?
It's not for you.
Where's the facts of the life? where's Blair? You know, I don't know. Whatever. It's in the show. The last episode of Girl Meets World is this. Lucas is now trying to decide who to be with between Riley and Maya, who are best friends and always together. But this is a big.
Yeah, it's causing major conflict.
Right. Mm-hmm. Has that ever happened? I mean, you guys, it's never happened to you guys, right?
No, we actually like completely
different. I'm repulsed by the guys that she likes. Yeah.
Oh, really?
And vice versa.
Wow.
Like we respect it. We're like, okay, like I see why you would like him.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah. But no.
Sometimes I'll get a text. I'll be like, oh my God, that's really great. And she's I hate that guy. That guy is awful. And then same thing of she'll get some kind of cute text, and I'm just like, oh, that's gross. I hate that guy.
So it's a
great thing in a female friendship to not at all like the same people.
That was the one thing with my best friend growing up, we had completely different tastes, and I would be like, you're attracted to her? he was attracted to Carrie Strug, and I don't know if
oh my god.
And I don't know if anybody who knows Kara Strug.
Oh, yes. I was obsessed with the Magnificent Seven for the gymnastics. You're right. Yeah,
and
like, she was obsessed.
That's an interesting one. Kara Strug, it was ever in Saturday Night Live, you know, when sometimes they pay a celebrity.
Yeah.
Chris Kattan played Carrie, and it was identical. Like, it's like, you know, sometimes like you do a good impression, but you're like, oh, it's still the actor, right. Still there.
Her voice was so like up here.
Chris Kattan was like a doppelganger of Carrie Strug. Like, if you put him and I think they had a scene together, and it was creepy how exactly they were like together. Like, I think like they could have looked in a mirror and it would have been like, oh my God, you know, not like mirror, you know, it'd have been weird, you know, two of us, you know, but yeah, that's I don't know. Amazing. So he was attracted, and I remember just being like, I think I said like Chris Kattan.
Was this before or after her 1 foot landing? Like,
he admired her
just like strength and
I just was like, I'm watching, you know, Baywatch. I think at the time, I'm like, Nicole Egg, I don't know who it was or whatever, but I'm like,
Yasmin Bleeth. Who made appearance on Boy Meets World.
There we go. Is she?
Yeah.
She makes a guest star appearance on it.
Damn, I didn't see that episode. Maybe, you know what? It's because I recorded on DirecTV, and sometimes they cut off because I guess I have to see the beginning of or the ending of Dog with a blog.
Oh, yeah.
And then I miss like the
if you're watching Boy Meets World on Disney Channel, some of those episodes might not even be on there because it's so
I'm
protected.
Pretty sure the Yasmin Bleeth episode was in syndication on Disney.
It was PC enough, or not,
I think
PC
it was
enough,
PG
enough.
PG enough.
What, was she topless?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I feel like there's some episodes that they really that's not for our viewers.
When Boy Meets World went into syndication on Disney Channel, there's like 5 or 6 episodes that they refused to play because they discuss sex or drinking.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because you don't want the kids knowing about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Keep them child. Keep them child.
Such a creepy channel. But going back to you guys. Okay, what's a typical guy for you? Like, what would it be? Is it the exact? I'm assuming it's going to be the exact opposite of Laura.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I'm like,
or like celebrity, I've got mine. Like celebrity. Okay, like a celebrity guy. Like, if you were just saying, like, okay, who's a guy that says, like, you know, I like him because I see him in interviews, he's very sincere, or is that, you know, like something like that? Not necessarily based on looks, but just maybe personality wise or something. Or a couple.
Okay,
guys,
I'm trying to think of like a specific person. I like sarcastic assholes. I really do. I hate like the stereotypical nice guy, and I put quotes around this because I don't think they're actually nice. I think nice guys suck because they like lie to you. They do.
Right.
They act really nice. They act like they're into your shit, and then they're not. Like, I feel like nice guys are always the ones that disappoint me. Nice guys will like, I'm explaining this really poorly. But they're the ones who like act like they want to be in a relationship but don't really want to.
Right.
Which is really annoying. Whereas a asshole will kind of be like, yeah, I don't want to be in a relationship with you. And it's like, oh, great. At least I know that.
He's honest.
I like honest people, and I like to know where I stand with somebody. And right. I've never gotten that with a nice guy.
Okay.
So,
but you're not like into, is it like, you're not into like the bad, because that's the thing, like, you know.
It's not like a bad boy.
Yeah, it's not like a bad boy. I mean, I could be okay with that. No, I just like really honest people.
Right.
And I like somebody who,
can push back a little bit. Your type?
He's a little bit too awful, but I think he's funny. Like, no, I he could be cool. I can't think of like a good example of.
Well, Laura, and now you.
I like celery. I like Ben Savage. So that's like
Ben Savage.
Ben Savage. Yeah. Corey?
Yeah, I've been into Corey for years. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So I'm assuming then.
I'd be into Sean.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
I guess that'd be the way to put it.
So you would be into Sean, who's more the. I guess he was considered a rebel, but more misunderstood in a way.
Yeah, but he was like kind of like dark and brooding, and like can give you red for your money. Like I hate guys who let you win at games. Like if we're playing pool or something, and you let me win, I'm repulsed by you.
Wow.
Don't ever let me win. I hate it. It's awful.
Even if you're not good, like even if I don't
Especially if I'm not good at it. Because I'm a very, very competitive person. Uh-huh. And when I win, I want it to be because I'm better, not because you let me.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. All right.
Sorry. It's a huge pet peeve of mine. Yeah. It's awful.
Not, yeah. It's like, I guess you're not going to go to like the, what's those like putt-putt games or whatever like that, like the arcade and all this. Like, no, shit.
It's like, I think it's super insulting because it's them going like, oh, you're not good at this. At least if I'm genuinely not good at it and own it, like, that's me taking control of it. But if they're like, oh, you're sad and pathetic.
Really? Yeah. Oh, boy.
It's condescending.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Like, yeah, sometimes, like, if I've ever been, there's a few times when a guy's been like, oh, you're so sweet. And it's said in such, like, a really condescending way. Mm. I don't know. It's weird. It comes off very condescending. I don't know. Yeah. But I am very sweet. So, occasionally.
Fuck you. I am nice. God.
Fuck you. I am nice. Just don't say it that way. Say it in a better way.
It
come
always
on.
Depends. Yeah. It, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a saint either, but I'm not, I'm not a devil either. You know, I guess. What is there equivalent to a saint? Is it, did hell, do they have saints? Because heaven, I mean, they have a saint.
Like,
but I always go like, what is the opposite of a saint? The anti-saint?
Demon?
Yeah, is that what it is?
Demon, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not a saint, but I'm not a demon either. Okay. So, you know, I'm a human. Yeah. I'm a human person. Okay. I'm not a robot, you know, but I do have my flaws. I feel like I have to. I'm like, I don't know. I'm trying to think who I am in the Boy Meets World or Girl Meets World.
I know, just connects to Girl Meets World or Boy Meets World.
Yeah. And I don't know. I'm kind of that guy in the, you know that little short guy that just doesn't say like,
Yogi?
Maybe I'm Yogi. I'm named Yogi. Okay.
Don't you have to get a Darcy, his
Amazonian.
Darcy,
yeah, like this
an is Amazonian warrior
just
woman.
Tall.
Yeah.
She's
so
like,
funny.
Yeah, it's like really, yeah, Yogi's like this character who doesn't really say anything at all.
He was a
like,
background person.
Yeah, and I guess they love him so much because he's shorter than I think even Maya. I think he's almost
Yeah.
And, but I think, is he like Gary Coleman kind of thing, situation where he's like,
No, he's a child. He's a young kid.
He's in high school.
Yeah, he's probably still not even in high school.
Yeah, I don't think he's 18.
Oh, really? Okay. It's not like Webster. Do you remember that TV show Webster where it's like Emmanuel Lewis?
I don't think he's a little person. He's just a child.
And that was a weird thing too, like Michael Jackson. Like that should have been the red flag number one is when Michael Jackson had Emmanuel Lewis sit on his lap. And it was like, and Emmanuel Lewis must have been like 17 or something. Yeah. Like on it. I would have been like, dude, I'm 17. I know I look like a kid, but come on, back off. You know what I mean? Like that should have been red flag number one where it's like, you know, not, you know, all the other stuff out there. But yeah, it's like, I'm going to have a man sit on my lap just because he's like a little tiny, you know?
Yeah.
That's, I don't know, really weird.
Well, I think Emmanuel Lewis had a little bit of like, that he was used to just being treated like a child and maybe kind of stayed that way as well, kind of like how Michael was like stunted as well. So maybe that's, maybe they bonded.
I guess. But after a while, I think Emmanuel Lewis did kind of get a little, you know, older and, you know, it's just the way, and I think after that, Michael Jackson was like, no, I got Macaulay Culkin, you know what I mean? I upgraded, you know what I mean? Like, that's what he did, you know?
Yeah.
Guys, what do you, now, that's the thing about Girl Meets World and everything. Are they going to get political on the show? You think?
You mean in terms of like
what's going on now in the country, you know, with the race, because this is the year. This is coming up in November.
I don't think it is.
No.
I don't see that show getting that. Because they kind of get
with Eric and, you know.
Yeah, they use that as a way to teach morality, but Boy Meets World never discussed like active politics. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They would maybe have like a throwaway joke here or there, but I don't think they'll.
Yeah, I can't remember if they had anything like that.
Trump.
I didn't see anything like on the breakdown of this season of like Girl Meets Voting or Girl Meets Hillary or anything like that. So.
That'd be amazing. Yeah. That's gonna be our spec episodes.
Or spec episodes.
So. I think, you know what? I think even Bernie would probably show up in that.
Bernie would probably be like all gung ho about it, and Hillary would be like, of course.
And never show up. Yeah,
Hillary would totally do it. Yeah. Hillary did Broad City. She's awesome.
Oh yeah. Well, it's like I would do Broad City, and I would. Yeah, I don't know. Like Girl Meets. If I wasn't familiar with the show, I don't think I'd be like, I'm gonna go on a Disney show.
I feel like it'd be weird for any candidate to do Girl Meets World because it's not a demographic of voters.
Right.
Other than their parents.
That's true. Well, that's
and
true.
Us.
Yeah, and us.
But I know I'm voting for
why? So. Yeah, you know, the Broad City lady should do Girl Meets World. I would kind of...
I would love to read that. I would love to read the episode they wrote and then see them.
Like, just join see them. In. Because they're only. The thing that's it's weird about Girl Meets World that I always forget is that it's based in New York. So I never really see. They're, like I remember the first episode in a subway, but it wasn't. Like, it was a very kind of normal subway.
Yeah.
It
wasn't like clean and safe.
Yeah. There wasn't some guy, like, masturbating in the corner.
Right. Yeah. Like, Disney, there's nobody with a machete around hanging out, yelling, like, this is I'm going to kill everybody on in the train, you know? And they always go back to the school, and it's like this very nice campus or so. Yeah. You know?
Well,
and
it's definitely a private school.
Yeah, and I always go like, what is New York about? It's a, you know, what's aside from the cafe, but it's never really like a New York feel, like
right.
You know, and that's why I always find it funny because I'm like, I think the Broad City girl should go, you know, hang out with them in the subway.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. They should do a whole.
That'd be a really cool crossover episode.
Yeah,
I'd like it shot like Broad City though.
Yeah.
They should do a whole episode in Girl Meets World where they're just in the subway, just like just talking, just hanging out, you know. Yeah.
But nobody talks on the subway, so that wouldn't make sense.
Really?
Yeah, people do not talk on the subway in New York.
Yeah,
that's like really like. New York's a great city because you can just be sobbing on the subway and nobody will acknowledge you. So it's like you're crying in private.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you couldn't set a sitcom there.
I don't know. They were talking a lot in that one episode.
They were. And that's like
that. Everyone else around them was like, shut up.
Yeah. Like if the thing where Riley ended up sitting on Lucas's lap had happened in real life.
Yeah.
Neither of them would have acknowledged it. They would have just like not made any eye contact. She maybe would have continued to sit there just to make it less awkward. Like, this is my lot in life now. Wow. But you would not make casual conversation with that person.
Before I forget too, before I get segue to my next segment, that's why I was trying to get to the whole politics for everything. that's how good I am. Yes. No, it's good. But has that happened? Where in the show Lucas, have they found out why he had to move to New York? Because he's from Texas.
For his dad's job.
Right. But there was a situation where his old buddy from Texas moved out there to New York. And then he mentioned something about what Lucas did.
Yeah. Lucas got in a fight.
Fight, right.
Defending a friend. But that's not why he moved.
Because they almost made it seem like did Lucas pulp? Almost beat the pulp out of somebody almost near death. It was kind of like really weird. And I'm like, he's a big kid, so I don't know what happened there. But I was
he got in a fight defending a friend,
right?
And it was bad.
And it was bad. And it
we
was
see
like,
little moments of violent Lucas.
Yeah, that's like gonna
when
be interesting.
He gets scary.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
I'm a little afraid about Farkle. I don't know is he gonna annoy Farkle. You know.
Nah, they're friends. They're friends.
Lucas would never hurt Farkle.
Yeah. All right. Just checking.
Disney Realm. In real life. I don't know. But Disney Realm. Yeah.
I could see Maya beating the hell out of Farkle.
I could see Lucas beating the hell out of Charlie Gardner.
Yeah.
And he would deserve it too. Charlie Gardner's
creepy.
Yeah.
He's awful.
Yeah.
You know what's weird too? I just remembered the janitor. Is
Harley Kiner.
I remember seeing the show for the second time and I go, holy shit, that's the bully.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Michael Jacobs, when the show was picked up, basically put a call out to anybody who ever worked on the show and was like, hey, if you want to do a guest star, I'll write you in.
Well, what's his name? The guy who was in a lot of comedies, like Step Brothers and all that.
Adam Scott?
Yeah.
Adam Scott was on Boy Meets World.
He should kind of make an appearance.
Yeah. I mean, he's like super successful now.
You know what? What's he, a big shot? Come on. You can't do an episode? You got like five lines? Come on, man. What's the matter with you? Yeah. You know what I mean?
It'd be like, oh, Griff, the other bully.
Yeah, the other. But he was not as aggressive bully, but he was more smarter.
No, he was smart Alec bully.
Smarter, but Yeah. He was the one, like, even Feeny, I was like, doesn't Feeny do anything about these kids? Like, those bullies or anything? No, he's like, no, I care more about the other kids.
I feel like Corey, you know, he only talks to four or five students.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there was that big kid, too, that I remember.
I
don't know his name, but yeah. My Name Is Earl, too, I think was his name. But yeah, he was he should be coming in there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Frankie Stakino.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. And then there was his other buddy, like the two guys who were under Harley. Him and the other guy.
Joey the Rat.
Joey the Rat. Wow. pretty good episode. Oh, you see. All yeah. right. Yeah. Wow.
I'm
impressed.
A useless encyclopedia of Boy Meets World knowledge.
Yeah. You know what? I am. See, I'm like that, but just like in everything. But Boy Meets World, sometimes I will like I'm really bad sometimes when I will watch a show religiously, but never really have the effort to memorize the names or something. Like, mm-hmm. like even Walking Dead, I'd be like, I have no two names probably from this whole thing. Aside from that, I'd be like, I don't know the name of that samurai woman, the one with the samurai sword, the one with the badass woman. Mm. I go, what's her name?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, yeah, exactly. And as I always felt bad, I'm like, I always have to describe him. I always go like, not Rick, but the other guy, the guy with the crossbow. What's the guy's name? Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. I'm like that with a lot. I'm like that with real people in my life. But for whatever reason, Boy Meets World characters, I remember.
Really, that's really got it.
That's what you got to do. Well, guys, I'm going to do a little short News of the World segment here.
News of the World.
Love it.
Yeah, we did a News of the World,
we
right?
Did. We,
yeah,
we
which
did
one
the,
was the one?
The person who went into... protest the Target's bathroom policy at like midnight,
and he didn't nobody was there except for like
there was like one person working
and this person made the brave attempt to voice her opinion about the trans bathrooms at the Target. But this one is kind of a weird one, but I don't know, this is kind of interesting. This is from the Washington Post. It's a big league newspaper, okay?
Okay.
Like, if I made the Washington Post, I would be, like, very proud and scared. Like, I'd be like, what the fuck did I just do? Like, I don't know what I did, but I'm on the Post, you know? But this one, the headline it says here, this is, Naked Man Jumps from Ledge of Times Square Ticket Booth. Okay?
Okay.
Wow.
And it says, police say a naked man... No, this is New York. I mean, that's normal.
Was it like the Naked Cowboy? Like,
no.
The guitar?
No. Maybe it is. Yeah. It doesn't specify it because no one's really heard more about the Naked Cowboy. I don't know if he's been around.
I don't know if he's allowed anymore.
Yeah.
He might have like got an actual job or something.
You mean one day he gave the realization where he's like, I'm not getting anywhere with this.
I could do porn. Like, yeah.
Yeah. They make way more money.
Yeah.
So he just moved on.
Yeah. It's a good choice. Yeah. Don't stop harassing people at the Times Square and then do porn. There we go. But this one says, police say a naked man chatting about presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump jumped off the back of a large grandstand in Times Square above the booth where discounted Broadway tickets are sold.
Oh, where there's that stairway.
Yeah, I guess I'm not too familiar. So I'm thinking like this is normal. I don't know. I guess the Washington Post is like, wow, that's crazy over there. But New York is like... New York Post is like, you know what? This happens daily.
Like, that's what I was kind of like. Why are they reporting on this? Do they have nothing else?
You know what? It's been a couple slow new days. You know, I mean, nothing's happening. Nothing, you know.
Which, like, thank God. But
like,
I'm glad that this is what we're reporting.
Right. Yeah.
Wait, did he get hurt or just?
Well, let's say it says
it's not that high.
Right. It says the police say the man was conscious. After the jump, about 16 feet off. The TKTS booth.
Yeah.
Okay. So they say the man sustained a cut on his elbow and was in stable condition. Wow. How did he land on your elbow?
Knee.
He was naked, first of all.
Yeah.
And you hit your elbow. You got, you know, like.
Hey, that's a weird way to land. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to show you a picture of the guy. The guy's in good shape. The guy looks in good shape. I'll tell you that much. It looks like Sean from Boy Meets World.
Okay.
He was new.
Into that. Okay. Just,
you know, for kind of. Continue on with the Boy Meets World. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Or maybe Jack.
All right.
One of the 100
boys. It might be Jack, actually. It might be one of the Lawrence brothers.
No, maybe. We'll see. Yeah. And it says, the man sustained a cut on his elbow and was in stable condition when taken to a hospital. Officials say he'll undergo psychiatric evaluation. You think?
I think it's a good idea. Yeah.
And it goes, police say officers were trying to talk the man down from the iconic red stairs over the ticket booth when he jumped Thursday at about 8 a.m. Oh, boy. Take the subway next time. Imagine if you're walking.
Yeah.
You are running to work. You're running late. And all of a sudden, a naked guy jumps off. And they go, like, I should have taken the damn subway. No one bothers me. I could just hang out. No one talks to you.
No one talks to you.
And he goes, and it says, the man fell to the ground, missing an emergency airbag set up by the first responders. So he had bad luck in this one. So not only did he jump off, but they had a thing, like a little bag. and he jumped. He missed it. So it's like, which means that they were probably like, you know, they probably positioned it like really. They're like, oh gosh,
yeah.
It's like, you know, they're probably like,
and why didn't he just walk down the stairs?
Yeah. Hey. I don't. The guy was naked. I don't know.
Yeah. Poor thing.
And it goes. The man had been shouting, "Donald Trump, where are you?"
Oh, just trying to find him.
He's trying to find Donald Trump. Okay.
He was at the. He just like he was trying to find the Trump Tower, and he just got lost. He just got lost. Really lost.
And but I like the maybe, last.
Maybe Donald Trump stole his Merkin and is using it as his toupee.
Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe this is one of Trump's. Offspring, maybe, or
maybe
that's know? Possible.
That's yeah. You never know, you know. Maybe. But I like how he's yelling, "Donald Trump, where are you?" And it's like he's he's probably got the Trump Tower. Like, why are you on the Times Square? Like,
I'm right here.
Yeah, like he was probably passing by in a limo right there, right at that moment. Mm-hmm. But the funniest line in the whole thing, the last line, is this: police say the man had earlier been spotted a few blocks away. So
that's
was
a great, helpful great. Piece of information.
So the police were like, wonderful. We're seeing a naked guy spotted away. All right, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, nothing. Yeah. Looks normal. That's normal guy. Right there. But that's what I'm saying. The politics is crazy right now. People are jumping off
stairs
and saying,
are jumping off ticket booths.
If this guy doing Hillary Clinton, because maybe he's not for Trump. What does that mean? Is he for Trump, maybe? Or is he against Trump?
I don't know what.
I'm not sure.
Trump, where are you?
Where are means. You? Is he?
Maybe it's like maybe it's kind of like Trump. What's good, Trump? Like maybe yeah. it's the new,
like where you at?
Yeah. Where you at?
Or is it like that? Mrs. Robinson song, like "Hey Joe DiMaggio, where have you gone?" Kind of thing. Yeah. Is that what it is? Maybe. Maybe I'm thinking about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But this guy. But look at the guy. This is the guy jumping off. Right there.
Oh, he's younger than I was expecting.
Yeah. He looks like, I don't know.
Yeah, he looks like good.
Yeah, pretty good shape there. Yeah. And that's probably why he survived. I think if it was like another guy, maybe out of shape.
Did he parkour roll out?
I think so. I think.
That sounds like a dare now. I'm thinking it's
really?
A dare.
Yeah.
I know. Like, if I jumped,
he lost a bet.
Well, he definitely missed that and the whole thing.
Lost
yeah.
A lot
yeah.
of bets there.
I like it's like yeah we. I think he needs psychiatric evaluation
or a major detox.
Yeah,
I say
yeah. Maybe he's just you know he maybe had a nice party. Drugs, maybe he just had a nice little party and just got really out of hand.
It happens. Yeah. It's New York City, it's a town that never sleeps. And 8 a.m. bright and early, right there,
there you are.
Right there. That's what I'm saying, guys. Well, guys, let's go down the pike.
Down the pike.
Faith, you've been here before.
I have.
With a couple movies. Laura?
Yeah, I'm here.
You love movies, right?
I do. I love movies.
What type of movies? Because Faith, you love romantic.
I love bad movies.
You love bad movies.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say romantic comedies. Bad movies.
Like her Netflix is insane. Like,
really? I get it.
What suggested? I'm like, I had no idea that was even a film, and that it's on Netflix.
What's a bad movie for you? What was it? Name one. I'm trying to think of like a current one or an old one, whatever.
I watch a lot of like the terrible like Disney movies and stuff like that. I'm trying to think of one
Lion
that I just
King
watched.
Is horrible. No,
I mean like the Disney Channel ones, like the recent Disney. Oh, Channel
is
ones.
It? Have you seen Maya's and Adventure of the
Bay? I haven't seen that one yet, but I will. Yeah.
I was going to record it, but I go, maybe this is going too far. This is where
I'm going to watch it on the Disney app later.
Yeah, I was just like, I'm like, oh, but I had a bottle of wine while I watched it, so then it makes me feel a little more.
See, I don't.
Doing,
that's the thing. I always go like, wow, I wish I could drink wine. I don't like wine, so I can't just be like, I was drinking a bottle of tequila. People are going to be like, what are you doing, man?
Like,
are you okay?
What is your life? Are you okay?
Yeah. Wine is very acceptable. It's like, it's very common.
The
for
wine
me,
down
yeah.
drink.
Mm-hmm.
Tequila is a wind up drink.
Right.
Yeah,
it's and different. It's like, if I'm drinking tequila, people are going to be like, what's an intervention? Or like, it's not Cinco de Mayo. Like, it's not a festive opportunity. You know what I mean? Like, it's if you're drinking tequila by yourself or something, like, unless you had a hard day at work.
I'm just like,
I need a shot. You know, I need a shot. And you're at the bar, but if you're at home, you're like, That's kind of sad. I think it's getting a little crazy there. I don't know.
Gentle. It's not a gentle.
No, maybe a whiskey, you know, something basic or something like that. Yeah, maybe if I had whiskey and I'm watching Adventures in Babysitting, I could do that.
You could do that. That would be like, people would be like,
okay, you know, he's had a hard day. You know, he's like, well, he's enjoying a kids movie, but okay, he's like, drinking.
We'll question some things. We'll let it slide.
Yeah, that's the thing. I always see when people are drinking wine, and I drink wine, but it's like I put a sour.
Don't like it.
Yeah, I have a sour post when I drink it. Yeah. Like it's like I'm drinking cough medicine, like a kid. You know what I mean? But I still would drink it because I'll just get, you know, just more drunk in a way easily. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know when people get the whole. You know, no, the smell so. And the whole thing. I'm just like, I don't, whatever, man. just give me a shot of tequila. Like, I'm not like, you know, it's coming out. It's coming out anyway, you know?
So,
and when was I even saying? I went on a rant, didn't I?
We're talking about movies.
Right, movies. So you ever watch a Disney movie, a bad one? And they're all kind of very.
More like, I love like terrible rom-coms, Lifetime movies. Lifetime movies are the best. They're so overly dramatic.
It's like, it's always about a husband. Like cheating or something,
and there's always something terrible that a man has done to a woman, and then it's like her overcoming it. Then
she meets like a woman, and she's like, "Oh, do you want to? I'm starting a support group, you know." And then she starts like the greatest support group of all time for women, and then all of a sudden he comes back with like a rose, and it's like, and she's like, "I love you, but I'm not taking you back."
Exactly. Yeah. She's matured now.
Right.
There's a fantastic
And then there's a firefighter, the most handsome firefighter who happens to be living next door. There you go. Okay.
Of course. She deserves that handsome firefighter.
And then there's a guy like me in the back going like, what the? I'm never going to talk like that. I have no chance whatsoever about this. Oh, boy. Even though I'm the one hanging out with her kid, you know, trying to teach him baseball, damn it. Oh, well.
Yeah, if that's the reason that you're hanging out with her kid, you're kind of a shitty person.
No, because the kid was like, he's a good baseball player.
you're dedicated to the game.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the coach.
As long as you're not hanging out with your kid to go out with his mom.
I'm the baseball coach. Yeah, and I'm just like, and I'm seeing the kid, but I'm like, wow, like, who's this guy? Who's a firefighter guy?
He's her next door neighbor who she likes.
And you just keep asking the kid, who the hell is your mom hanging out with? Yeah. Like, I don't know. He's a firefighter.
And like, I feel like, where's your mom? Like, I feel like I'm hanging out with you more than your mom's hanging. Your mom's hanging out with the firefighter and the support group. Yeah. Well, I'm babysitting over here. All right. Yeah. I got work to do. Okay. I got to take a subway to work. Damn it. All right. Well, but yeah, like you'll watch a bad movie. And Laura, what type of movie? Are you the same thing? Or are you just, you're legitimate? Like,
I watch a lot of TV shows. Like I watch a lot of HBO and Showtime shows. Right. I was really into Shameless for a while, and then I have no way to like watch it, so I'm just waiting around until I can get it on. Get it eventually.
Right.
So I like a lot of that kind of stuff. I like a lot of dark comedies, I suppose. I like David Fincher a lot. I never want to meet him, and I never want to work with him, but I really
Why is that?
He takes forever to film. He's also a dick. And I've had friends that have worked with him that they're just like, he is a complete asshole, but he comes up with great stuff. They're like, bow down, but complete asshole.
Well, that's the whole thing where you never want to meet your heroes.
Yeah.
Because as much as I admire the work, it's like they're not – like they're in a different element. Like it's always the thing where you always look at people sometimes that are very completely very different from you in a way, you know, sometimes. But it's like, you just have this perception of what they feel like they're going to be, and it's like the exact opposite.
Right.
You know?
Right.
See, when Mike thought hang out with me, when he first hung out with me, you know, he had a very key, you know, concept. You know, like you had a concept of what I was going to be.
Yeah.
You thought I was going to be a hard ass. You thought I was going to be like this, you know, thing. And now I'm like, no, I'm a pussycat, you know, come on.
Very intimidating.
Yeah, I was very intimidating at first. I have a very intimidating look, you know, in the beginning, you know. Never judge a book by your cover. How dare you, Mike? get the hell out of here.
I like Nine Inch Nails a lot, and I met Trent Reznor, and I always was like, I never want to meet him. He's probably a complete freak.
Right.
And then I met him, and he's like the sweetest, nicest guy on the planet. His wife's really sweet, too.
He's from
like,
Ohio. Come on,
We've got a kid named Balthazar, though. Yeah. I mean, like, come on. I was like, that guy's got to be nuts. But no, they were so, so, so nice. I was just like, so maybe David Fincher would be nice to me. I don't know. But
You know what would be really funny if, like, Weird Al was a real prick, you know what I mean?
No, he's so nice. I know, he's like, cool.
I know, I remember that, but it would be so funny. I'd be like,
yeah,
fuck, Weird Al's a real deep.
That'd be nuts. That would be nuts.
Yeah. He's like, you know, he's like throwing chairs at the balcony. He's like, yeah, I don't know. That's what Axl Rose used to do. But going back, down the pike, we're going to do a couple trailer movies. This one is called Bad Moms.
Oh yeah, I think Mila Kunis.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's like a cast of
semi-famous
women.
Yeah, it's about PTA moms. You know, it's about moms. Mm-hmm. And there's some moms that are very good at what they do. You know, they could do everything, the PTA, the meetings, the whole thing, and everything. Mm-hmm. And there's some moms where it's like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how my mom did it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I got too damn many kids. I got to do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. You're not mothers, are you?
No.
No. Okay.
It's a cat.
Okay. Yeah, oh. Okay.
I have two cats.
That's it. That's as far as it goes. Okay. But I'm just saying, you know. But this is called Bad Moms. Okay.
Okay.
So, and this is guys who did the writers from Hangover, which is always weird because it's always when it's like Hangover, the writers, it's like, well, it's not going to be the same movie as Hangover, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know? I don't know why they do that, but it's called Bad Moms. All right.
Looking good, Jeff. That beige windbreaker is really lighting up my board. Oh. Do you know what I mean? My vagina. God, that woman is a cancer.
Bye, Jeff. Love her.
Oh, God, here comes that weird little stay-at-home mom.
Oh, my God.
What is she wearing?
Hi.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Maddie was up all night barfing.
Oh, my God.
It's great. I'm very happy.
Well, she's just got her sadness all over me.
Here comes Amy.
Just don't know how you leave your kids all day and go to work.
Oh, yeah, but I also need things like money.
Right.
Yeah. I'll see you guys later.
Just love how hard she works.
Such a hard worker.
I just said that, Vicky.
Oh, boy.
Got 4 minutes to get Roscoe to the vet. We should be fine.
You're super late for your marketing meeting.
I can't believe I didn't make it to my first soccer practice.
You having a bad day?
It could not get any worse.
Oh, my gosh.
I called this emergency PTA meeting to address the issue that affects the safety of our children.
Terrorism.
The bake sale.
Is this a joke?
What's that now?
I can't do this anymore. I'm done.
Taking a stand.
Taking a stand.
It's impossible to be a good mom.
Screw it.
Let's be bad moms.
I'm in.
What does that mean?
Oh, somebody move my stool.
Amy, hi.
I was calling to see if you'd like to join me at the movies this afternoon.
Are we allowed to do that?
This has literally been the best day of my life.
I like that they're just abandoning their children.
Yeah, I know.
Amy, PTA, it's so weird. Right, yeah. Will we see you there?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Bye.
I run the PTA. Nobody takes a class or plays a clarinet unless I say so.
She's
a bully. We have to take down these perfect moms.
I say we go punch that chick right in the tits.
Yes.
This is the best PTA meeting ever.
He's like drinking it up, or it's like a frat house over there.
Yeah.
I love
the cat.
What if I get someone who's not circumcised?
Run out of the room screaming. It's like finding a gun in the street. Just scream and get out of there.
I think that's great advice.
God, Mom, not so loud.
I love my baby so much.
I'm just going to say, if you have a mom who looks like Mila Kunis, you should not be embarrassed to be seen with her.
No, I mean, it's
that's
so
crazy.
Yeah, like,
I'll accept the rest of that movie, but that's crazy.
My mom, you know, but Mila Kunis, come on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, man. You know, that was the one thing I didn't like. Sometimes my mom would, like, give me a smooch on the cheek or something, and I'd be like, Mom, come on, you know, like, I'm still in high school right now, you know what I mean?
Cool.
Like that. Yeah, you know. But did your parents do that? Like, did you rebel,
super embarrassed of that stuff.
Okay.
And, like, if somebody dislikes me for loving my mother, then they're just probably a bad person.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't like it was bad, but it was definitely like, for me, it was always like goofed around. Like, would your mom give you a smooch or something?
I have a stable household, John.
Yeah. You know, and now, see, in hindsight, it's something I should have said that, you know, but back then you were just like, you're a kid, you know, you got like, you know, you got so much,
your brain just goes, I guess I should be insecure about this.
Yeah, like there's exactly. So much insecurity already there that I wish I could almost go back in time and being like, yeah, Fuck you. Where's your mom?
I always thought it was really funny when people were like, oh, you know, you're in high school. These are the best years of your life. Or I'm so jealous. I wish I could go back. And now I'm like, ugh, those people must have terrible lives if they wanted to go back to high school or even college for that matter.
Oh, no.
No way.
Like the way, like I have an iPad I'm using to play these things, okay? Yeah. I back in my day, I had the fumes off a typewriter. Oh my god, it was horrible to type something. I mean, this thing alone is great, you know. And I'm like, this is we're the dream. We're like in the best time when it comes to technology. Come up, Lyft.
Yeah.
Holy shit! I mean, the fact that I used to have a cordless phone, that was a big deal. You know what I mean? So yeah, like and people say like I go back in time, I would be like. You know, maybe to prevent something, you know what I mean? Like that, like 9/11 or something.
To like make some investments.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But aside that, I'd be like, oh, where's my phone? And they're like, why are you looking? They would have been like, why are you looking at your pants or feeling your pants for your phone? Your phone's at home, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm always amazed by people, how they like would make plans before smartphones. You know?
Because
you would have to... pick a place and a time and show up at that place at that time.
Oh, yeah. That's what I had to
do. And then if not, you just have to wait around maybe till...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember going to my friend and saying, hey, we're going to see Batman Returns. Okay, I will meet you at the theater at 2:45 because the movie plays at 3 o'clock, you know? And then I'm going to talk to my mom, see what time should you drop me off? What time is your... And they had a... It wasn't even like us coordinating. It was like the parents had to coordinate the whole situation. And now it's like... Whatever, dude. Yeah.
If my friend that I'm meeting for the movies isn't there, like... You know, 1 minute at, but like a minute. I'll wait 1 minute, and then if not, then I'm gonna text. Hey, you okay? Where are you at?
Are you dead?
Are you dead? Are you okay? What's happening?
Are you talking about face right now?
That's no. Okay.
All right. Just check. I'm just checking. No. You know what I mean? I know. Yes. I know the guy situation. Sometimes it gets in there. I don't want you. You know, arguing about that. You know, other thing. Come on.
No, we're good about that.
You know what? I want to sit you up with some guys. And it's going to be...
Oh, can we do a show where you set us both up on blind dates and we have a blind date during the show?
Okay. All right. I'll think about that. And it's going to be... And it's... You know what? It's going to be the nice guy. I'm going to try to see if you can fuck with the nice guy. And then you're going to...
I'll just be miserable.
No.
If you set me up with a guy who doesn't understand sarcasm, I will just seem like an asshole.
Wow.
I can't be with somebody...
You can still make the... You can make them laugh.
Those conversations just turn into a lot of me having to apologize, and I hate that. Just laugh.
I get you. I could be very sarcastic, and I could be real dickish. A lot of people at work. I work with a lot of elderly black women. They say I throw a lot of shade. They say that.
Yes.
So I'm really good about that. I could do that. Sometimes it's a little too much shade.
Yeah.
And I'll admit that it is, but then sometimes I'm like, you know what? You deserved a little bit of that shade. You know, you used too much sun. Yeah, I got to put some shade on you. I don't know what that means, but I was like, all right, fine. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that's how I did it.
Yeah.
But I don't mind the bad moms, but it is kind of weird. I said, I'm going to be a bad mom. It's like, what does that mean for the kids?
What's the definition of that exactly?
I'm genuinely interested in seeing what happens with the kids.
Because she is a stay-at-home mom, and she's like, hey, let's go to the movies. I'm like, well, what did you do with the kids? I'm a little curious. Do I have to see the movie to find out what she did with kids?
Are the kids in the
car? It's like, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, maybe this is
not a hot day. They are bad moms. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. And then I'm like, where are the dads? Are the dads just...
It appeared from that trailer. Well, Mila Kunis is at least divorced.
Right. So. You get that. But the other one's a stay-at-home mom. And I'm like, well, I don't see a dad.
Yeah.
And then the other... And the other one was like really... tenacious.
That was an actual bad mom. Catherine Hahn seems to be playing truly bad mom.
That's a little scary.
Which is fantastic.
It's like, okay.
Thank God, though. Catherine Hahn always gets, like, her characters are always, like, a good mom kind of character.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then sometimes slightly weird. But she's usually a good mom and always plays the mom.
And the thing is, what I like about this movie, actually, was Christina Applegate is kind of like the bad
I love good Christina mom. Applegate yeah. playing an yeah. asshole. I yeah. think she's great.
And Jada Pinkett Smith, I'm like, all right. Yeah,
I was like,
you know,
it was interesting
like,
to see Jada. Yeah. It's interesting.
I don't know. And then the other, I was like, I don't know the other person. I kept calling yeah. like, I'm like, oh. Should I know this person? I mean, mm-hmm. she is.
I don't know. I know that I've seen her and stuff, but I don't know what it is.
All right. Yeah. All right.
So, well, that seems fun.
But guys, let's, are you going to see Bad Moms? I think.
It depends on if I don't have a lot of money that month, probably not.
If you're on a if a guy took you out on a date and they said, "Hey, let's see Bad Moms," you would play.
I'd be like, "Wow, yeah, that sounds great." Like, yeah.
Okay,
I'd probably at least Redbox it. It seems fun.
Yeah,
Redbox it. Yeah, I like that. If that wasn't back in time. And I said, "Hey, can you have, let's Redbox this thing?" They would, be like, "What are you, what are you talking about, man? Yeah. Redboxing it?"
Yeah,
it's like, that's the whole thing. I would want to go back in time, like build a time, and just to kind of say the lingo now and just see what people would say.
Just to see people looking at you like super confused.
Yeah, like if someone's like looking for something, it's like just Google it, dude. And they're like, "What?" They're like, "I don't know. Call Lyft, okay?" Yeah, you know, and then walk away and say, "Figure that out, asshole." Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just like to play with people on my time machine. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then later on, it's like, "Oh shit, I got a 9/11's coming. Oh man, I got to prevent that." Bullshit. Yeah.
Like, you got too distracted just going around saying Google that you it's forgot like, to prevent.
That is the power of a time machine. You get a little lazy in there because later on when it happens, you could go back to the time machine and then go back again and get distracted again. You know, I don't know. Whatever it is. But guys, we're going to do the next trailer. I don't know if you heard. I haven't seen this one. This is the first time I've never seen a trailer prior to the show.
Ooh.
But this is called The Founder. And I don't know if you know much about this, but it stars Michael Keenan, and it's about the guy who found. He didn't really.
It sounds like a cult right now.
Yeah,
the founder. Is that what it is?
Intrigued. Yeah.
You know what? It's interesting you said that because in a way it is.
Ooh.
And in a way, everybody has gone to this cult.
Okay.
And when we're in it, Faith, calm down, please. Faith is like almost crying. Are you okay?
No, I'm fine.
All right.
I'm like,
what are you doing?
I
know. See? No, I'm just kidding.
I yawned.
Okay. I was like, wait, what happened?
I don't know. But no, this is a founder. He's not necessarily, whatever. He wasn't necessarily the founder, but he definitely was the person that put this thing into action and made it what it is today. And what we're talking about is McDonald's.
Okay. Slightly cult. Okay. Right.
So because McDonald's was actually almost like In-N-Out, but back in the 50s
it's from California.
Yeah.
Isn't it Downey one of the first?
Yeah, exactly.
Where it was from?
It was by two brothers who last name was McDonald's. Okay. And what happened was that this guy, businessman, his name was Ray Kroc, and he wanted to go into the business and said, like, hey, and instead of doing like he said, instead of doing this diner thing, he said, like, why don't we start doing diners all around the state or the city? And they would make the same food. We're going to create like this system, the system that would make so that everything kind of comes out the same way. Mm-hmm. And the McDonald's brothers were like, "Are you insane? Like, what are you talking about? We can't run all these things." So he basically had the vision, and he basically bought him out, kept the name, and said, like, I'm just going to
go into a franchise,
right? Yeah. And then he became like a super billionaire.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
He owned like the Padres or whatever it was. Like, I mean. And he left, like, when he died, like, he was, like, a billionaire. Like, he left all this stuff for there.
Yeah.
So they decided to make a movie about this, starring Michael Keaton. That's the film. Okay. All right, so let's drag that there.
Let's go.
All right.
I know what you're thinking. How the heck does a 52-year-old, over-the-hill milkshake machine salesman...
Yeah, that's what he was.
...build a fast food empire with 1,600 restaurants and an annual revenue of $700 million? One word. Persistence.
No.
An accent.
Prince Castle Sales.
Hi, Jim.
Ray, how's it going down there?
Good. Swell. A lot of interest.
We got an order. 6 mixers.
To anyone in particular?
McDonald's.
Care for a little tour?
We wanted something different, and that's when my brother here comes up with those
like,
brilliant
ideas. The Burger King
orders
story,
ready in 30 seconds, not 30 minutes.
Unique, original. There's nothing like this.
It's revolutionary.
It's exactly what it is. It's revolutionary. What is that?
The Golden Arches. It's a way to make the place stand out.
Huh. There should be McDonald's everywhere. Franchise the damn thing.
Mr. Kroc.
Franchise.
McDonald's can be the new American church. And it ain't just open on Sundays, boys.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter and gold.
How can we be almost out of capital?
Did you mortgage our home?
Oh, boy.
We could lose everything.
I want to renegotiate my lousy
such
deal.
Such a trailer.
Can't arrange it.
What? No.
Oh, damn it. What you ought to be doing is owning the land upon which that burger is cooked. You're not in the burger business. You're in the real estate business.
There you go. That's what it is.
Franchise Realty Corporation.
It's its own separate company, which puts it outside your purview.
There's a wolf in the hen house. We let him in.
When's enough going to be enough for you?
Probably never.
You are to stop this instant.
I am through taking orders from you.
He looks so different without his mustache.
Contracts are like hearts. They're made to be broken.
Whoa, snap.
I like this song.
Business is war. It's dog eat dog, rat eat rat. I want to take the future. I want to win.
The brothers are your business partners.
Make it go away. I don't care what it takes. That glorious name, McDonald's. I had to have it.
You don't have it. You sure about that?
Ray Kroc there. See? He had the vision. I wonder, you know, did the King, I wonder if they had the same thing with Burger King or something, you know? It's like,
yeah.
So, or Wendy's, you know what I mean? Like, it changed the whole.
Didn't they just copy McDonald's model, do you think?
Which one? Which, Burger King?
Both. Burger King, Wendy's. I think,
They basically just said, like, whoever took it, as I say, like, well, shit, I mean, we could do it. Yeah, exactly. We'd do it that way.
And then Burger King, and then, of course, like, you know, with Burger King, then they were the have it your way. I mean, like,
yeah.
So they took the model and then.
Well, I just mean in terms of like the franchising and the growing their business.
Right.
Yeah,
the whole
they just
design,
saw that and
they
were like, oh, yeah, we can do that.
Right. Cause I think, that's like the whole thing. Cause I think, cause back then, I mean, I don't think like was going to a diner, it would have been like, whoa, there's another McDonald's here, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I think as a kid, I remember going like everything was this McDonald's, like just seeing the arches and mm-hmm. seeing like, oh, yeah, I want to get a Big Mac. I'm
frosty.
But then, of course, it became where, you know, like everybody's eating it and it wasn't necessarily the healthiest choice or something like that,
yeah.
Of course.
True.
You know, that's why everything was like, I think the guy had the vision. It's pretty interesting how he had it. But then later on, I'm like, you kind of look at it going like, did he really help? He finally helped himself or maybe the business.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he was trying to help anyone else.
Yeah.
There was no part of him that was being philanthropic.
Right. But actually, you know, and the guy realistically actually was he did donate to a lot because if you go to the San Diego Zoo, you'll see his name everywhere
mm-hmm.
like that. He did put like money in there, but I think. I guess when you have that much money, I guess you might have to be. I guess, put the image.
Because you need the tax break,
right? Foul faith, yeah. Is everything. Jeez, I mean, are you a secret billionaire? She's like, yeah. When I don't, I mean, when so and so donated,
Shell Corporation.
Yeah, okay, I know. See, but yeah, it's interesting how. I guess I wonder how the McDonald's guys, like, that's, you know, felt
that's like a Pete Best story.
Yeah, it is.
Of, like, totally getting screwed
over. Yeah, because in our last episode, we talked about Pete Best. And I don't know, Laura, do you know who Pete Best is? Okay, let's go down again. Do you want to go? You want to talk? You want to do it or you want to, Faith, do you want to take this?
You tell it more dramatically than
okay,
I do.
Okay, I will. Okay, thank you. All right, okay. Pete Best, was the drummer. He was a drummer, young kid, and he started. I'm trying to remember how the whole story. But basically, what it is, the short part of it was that Pete Best was the original drummer for the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was that he was the recording. He was like the good-looking guy of the Beatles, you know, and a lot of the girls, you know, they always like try to, you know, and he was like you know, he was just there. But the thing was, when it came time to, when they got hired, when they finally got their big break and got a contract
mm-hmm.
in the studio, he wasn't cutting it. The producer said, like, hey, you could have him live and you could have him whatever, you know, but in the studio, we got to get another guy. And there was another drummer that happened to just quit his band, and Ringo, and they got him in the studio. And they kind of, and Ringo, or everybody, they were kind of like, well, we like Ringo. Like, we like his style and everything. And even the producer was like, yeah, he's good. And so I think they had a meeting and they said, hey, Pete.
Gotta go.
Yeah. And so when the Beatles were like, the whole story was when the Beatles were like in America, like, you know, coming to, you know, playing Ed Sullivan, like, people that was working at a factory like that, and just like the whole era. Like, it's like, it's one thing like if you like one hit wonder or whatever, but it's like, this is the fucking Beatles. Like, you were there, you were in the very beginning of that whole thing, and you were aced out. You were just gone. You know?
And then also, I think that the saddest part about it is probably just for Pete himself to know that it sounds like he wasn't cutting it.
Yeah.
He wasn't enough.
I know. He wasn't.
And that's
he was
your life
best.
From
he,
now on. Yeah. Like, I almost touched greatness, but I was not good enough. Like,
and oddly enough, my last name is Best. Okay. And it's like, you weren't the best in this type of thing. You know, that was just a name, you know? But yeah, I think it was like the. Yeah, like the guy who was there, like he saw, like he was up going the escalator to heaven, and then he just fell off. Yeah. Or he jumped off, like the guy in the story. I don't know.
I was like, Pete, you go over here now. You get off on this floor.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, where are
so
you?
Sad.
Pete Best, where are you? Okay, that's instead of Donald Trump.
Pete Best.
Yeah, because and that's the thing. It's like you go, it's like all the stuff that he missed out, all the stuff. And but you know, but the thing is, Ringo was the perfect fit because he was very charming and very, like, he had more personality and all that. But
yeah,
that's the way it is. He was the original founder.
And now Ringo is selling Skechers.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Hey, man, that Beatles money does
rad.
Not
and
come
those,
in.
And
that
Skechers
much.
Shoes are very comfy. So yeah,
that's what I'm saying. But guys, we're gonna play. I'm gonna play the final trailer, and I mentioned this to Faith.
Oh, okay, I know.
And I'm trying to get my words together. I'm so excited. But when I did the show, I remember seeing Jack in Jail, or you know that Adam Sandler movie, and I thought it was a Funny or Die goof.
It was so bad that you're like this can't be real.
Like, I thought it was like Adam Sandler was a Funny or Die. And he's like, he's going to spoof a typical Adam Sandler movie. And it was a legitimate movie. And starring Al Pacino of all. And I'm like, why? Al?
Everybody needs money.
I get, but I'm like, well, if you need money, go to Dancing with the Stars or something. I don't know, something. You know what I mean? Like, just.
I feel like it's just kind of like, why not at this point? They're like,
I guess,
who cares?
I guess so. But it's almost. Yeah, I always wonder. I'm like, man, what would have you done back in the early days? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
if someone put
the right money into it, you know. And I always go back to like the Michael Caine thing, where Michael Caine was like this actor's actor, and he did those videos and how to do all these little tips in the actor, and then they paid him a shitload of money to do Jaws 4, which was a shitty movie.
Yeah.
The worst Jaws movie of all time. Like they could have been all sharks in the whole movie. It would have been better than what they had there. So and at the time he had done Hannah and Her Sisters, and he won the Academy Award for Best Supporting. Couldn't be at the Academy Awards because he was busy in the Bahamas filming Jaws 4. And it's like, of the one thing that you won the Academy Award for, you couldn't be there because you
did sold. They send up a shark to accept his award?
They should have. You know, he was like, I really like they had a thing left where shark. I think he may have been where they said like, Michael's via satellite at the Bahamas. I would have been like, what for? I'm like, fuck, you know, but later on he did win for Cider House Rules. So, But yeah, it's the one thing where sometimes money,
hysterical.
It's one of those things. So, but this the reason I'm saying this is because there's a movie coming out in August, and it's called Nine Lives, starring Kevin Spacey. And you know what, guys? It's not a thriller. It sounds like a thriller, Nine Lives, Kevin Spacey, but
sounds like a dog movie or a cat movie or something.
Well, let's just say when we heard Dog with the Blog, oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. This is right here. Hold on, my internet. My time machine. I have to go back and, you know, okay. Yeah. There we go. So this is, okay, this is Nine Lives starring Kevin Spacey. Laura's looking at me like she's really intense.
Yeah,
and
like,
Christopher and Christopher Walken. Okay.
Okay.
All right, here. Oh, wait. Whoops.
They just got bored. It's got bored. That's what it sounds like.
There's no excuse, damn it. You never get bored when you're an actor. Uh-huh. Just do what you got to do. Yeah, but like Robert De Niro has been in a lot of crappy movies lately.
He has.
He's made an appearance.
Did The Intern? I actually recently just watched The Intern, and it was
okay.
Very average. You know, it was fine.
I've watched one of my friends live tweeted that because he was like, "This movie's so bad, I have to live tweet this now." Wow. And it was the funniest. Like, it was so good.
Yeah, because he was an old intern, right? Yeah, I think I did on my show. Okay, here we go.
Oh, this already my God.
This already started. She didn't even, I haven't even shown you the clip. I've just heard the music.
Already.
You're already like...
Ugh. I already know I'm 100% going to watch this movie.
This might be the new, like... Room, maybe. I don't know. Or maybe not even that, but like the new jacket. I now have to put this on when I have my thing where I message people about my show. I have to probably put this now, probably on.
Yeah.
I have to
yeah.
take out the Smurfs and now put this movie. All right. So let's play this right here. Nine Lives starring Kevin Spacey.
So today's the big day. Have you thought about what you want?
I want a cat.
Oh, I don't think my God.
You own the building.
Oh, and she's in peril.
And save some for Daddy. Just put it in the freezer next to last year's slice.
What? Tom Brand. Oh, my God. There's the voiceover in the trailer. We still do that?
North America.
But failed at what mattered most.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, I know. I'm late.
You've got to be here.
You have to bring an exceptional gift.
Yes.
Hello?
Now, a mysterious man.
You look familiar.
I'm Tom Brand. I own Firebrand.
Yes. I use newspaper in the poopy boxes and receive face.
Christopher Walken. Christopher Walken.
Change everything.
Can I just pick out a cat and then I'll be on my way?
He likes you.
Yeah, keep the change.
Okay, Cass.
I'm sorry?
Let's do this.
What?
So... How you doing in
there? Oh my God!
Wait a minute.
I'm a cat!
He turned him into a cat!
How do I get out of this?
You haven't been the FPL family.
Oh, no.
The internet is like, no, we're done.
I can tell you right now, I'm 1,000% gonna go see this movie.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I'm a little. Yeah, hold on.
It's gonna be me and a bottle of wine. It's gonna be great.
Daddy gonna come home as soon as he finishes work.
You have 1 week to reconnect with them, or you're gonna be stuck inside that cat.
So dumb.
For the rest of your life.
But I hate cats.
That's what makes this.
He didn't even perfect it. Don't bring
that back, Mr. Fuzzy Pants.
Seriously? Who needs a litter box? Oh.
It's not enough to say you love someone. You have to show it.
You're the best gift I ever got.
Just drown out.
Sometimes I feel like my dad's looking out for me through the cat.
I should have been a better dad.
Do they make MRIs for cats?
You mean cat scans?
I just actually caught that joke. Cat scans delivered poorly.
Back off.
Hey!
Nailed it.
That cat is so weird.
You gotta show them.
You so dumb.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is it. Academy Award winner.
That's great.
Kevin Spacey. Hit it up with Nine Lives right there.
When I say I like bad movies, like that is totally the kind of thing that I love sometimes. Like sometimes I just want to watch a movie that does not make me think, doesn't make me feel things, is just dumb.
There's many movies like
I'm just gonna stab my eyes out.
Yeah, I remember seeing Hugo very intoxicated. I went to the Arclight, had a couple drinks, and I thought the movie was like at a certain time, and it was like we were way earlier than we should have been, and I was drinking, and I remember being toxic and just watching the movie, and I think I was very angry. I was going like, what is this about? Like, even though I was intoxicated, but I was just like, now every time when they say Hugo, I'm like, oh, that movie sucked, you know. But I'm like, but this one, I'm like, I don't know. Should I drink it intoxicated? Should I drink it? I'm like, I don't know. This is crazy.
That's a movie that I would Redbox with a bottle of wine.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is a movie where I would buy the movie at like Amoeba. And be like, all right, I'm ready. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Seeing Laura's face and it explained it all, because you're basically like, this can't be true. Like, you thought this was a goof, right? You think like, I don't
understand.
Christopher Walken, another Academy Award winner.
I mean, I've never been a Walken fan. Like, right. Walken's fine. He does what he does, but no, I'm okay.
But Kevin's face, and it's like, I'm like, why?
And Kevin Spacey is like successful right now. He's on House of Cards. So why is he doing?
He traded in a favor. I don't know.
I think someone knew a rumor or something. You know, because there's always that rumor, and it's like I don't know if he was blackmailed into this movie, but it's like, but he's also the head of like the Shakespeare Company, like in England, too. He's like he runs like a theater there.
Oh my god!
Is like,
and I think then I think the theater needed money. Maybe it's an old theater, and they needed a couple bucks to kind of renovate it. And he's like, this Nine Lives.
Like Hamilton is ruining all theater for everyone else. Uh-huh. Like because everyone is only going to see Hamilton right now.
What is Hamilton? I'm out of the loop here.
It's a rapping musical. That's just the short of it, which just makes it sound really kitschy, but it's fantastic.
It's fantastic. Lin-Manuel Miranda is a genius.
It's like a history lesson, but with really good rap. And like it's great.
And he's playing Alexander Hamilton. Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. And it is Aaron Burr. Uh-huh. And the whole thing, right?
Yeah,
there.
And there's like a whole. There's one of the best songs is the lyric is I'm not gonna throw away my shot.
Wow.
About the shot.
Wow. Wow.
It's great.
That's pretty good.
But yeah, but tickets are so expensive. People are instead of like going and trying to see a few different shows when they go to New York, or like you know, or just in New Yorkers in general, anyone trying to go see shows right now, they're just trying to go see Hamilton.
Like.
So there's a lot of shows that are closing on Broadway now because of it.
Wow.
So it's a Hamilton
effect.
I bought
season tickets to the Pantages so I could go see Hamilton.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much is that?
Actually, not super crazy for the full season. It's like 500.
Okay.
Oh, so that's full season. And the fact that Hamilton tickets are pretty much on average about that much. Mm-hmm. So,
wow. That's crazy. Yeah. So you're going to see, and it's going to be, I don't know. I don't really see, like, the only time I've seen Broadway, I've never been in New York, I've never seen Broadway or anything. I've seen I've never seen Beatlemania. I don't know if that would count.
And like Branson, or like where did you go to see that?
Yeah. Branson, yeah. Because you know, Branson guy, like, they're really into the Beatles. Branson, yeah. Yeah. No, it was like somewhere, I don't know, it was like somewhere in the Orange County, but then I also say at the same place where I saw Christmas Carol or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it was never a musical, it was always like a play. Musicals I never really did well sometimes because I remember seeing The Phantom of the Opera. Movie with Gerard Butler.
Oh, the movie was fine.
I fell asleep to it, and it was good. And the thing is, like, when I fall asleep, I don't really know my concept of time, so I think it's like 5 hours, and I'm like, why is this guy still singing? Why is this? How so much singing is that? I know it's a musical, but come on,
it's a rock opera.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but I don't know. I don't know much about Hamilton or so. It looks good. I just every time when I see it, I go like, well, is this a little piece of it, or is this like the whole thing? Like, is this about Hamilton? Because at first I was like, are they dressed up as Alexander Hamilton, or is this just like a bunch of guys just you know? It's like, is this like you remember Adam Ant?
The singer.
Yeah. Yeah. He used to dress up like a revolutionary in a way.
Oh yeah,
that's what I thought it was. Like,
no,
it was
this
a bunch
is
of guys,
it's a no. this yeah. story of Hamilton, but done with a multicultural cast.
Right there.
Yeah.
What do you think, Alexander Hamilton? If he saw it, what would he do?
I don't know. I think
he'd probably he'd be like, it? "Why are all these colored people here?"
Yeah. You know. Well, actually, he was because I read the book, and he was actually from like his, you know, Caribbean or African American, that too. But Aaron Burr would have been like, I gotta shoot that guy, man. I missed him. Yeah. I thought you were dead. It's like Weekend at Bernie's, you know?
I feel like they wouldn't be able to understand what they were saying. Because even, you know, people nowadays, like,
slow down.
It's very fast.
Yeah, yeah. It's I saw this thing, too, about Shakespeare. They had, like, an old, or not an old guy. It was actually a very young guy who had studied Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. And the way he would talk or say it, Shakespeare, sometimes when you do it, like when you read it, like the way we just normally read it, you miss like all these little jokes that Shakespeare would write. But the way he would say it, you would be like, oh, okay, I get
he's
that.
He's probably speaking in iambic pentameter.
Yeah. So it's kind of like that situation where it's like, I wonder what like 300 years of people.
Well, the interesting thing about iambic pentameter and Shakespeare plays, like they're so, a lot of times they're very long now. And especially if they're not done well, they're very, very long. But back in the day, they were fairly short. Like, they were still, you know, like a 60-minute, you know, like an hour-long play, because people did speak in iambic, or they spoke in the iambic pentameter and spoke it very fast.
Right.
Because they wanted to keep people interested. Most of the time, people were standing.
Uh-huh.
So they wanted to make it fast.
Fascinating to say that.
Yeah.
Because people are like, I've been standing here, and I don't know what the hell is going on here.
And, like, the dialect of the dialect that they think is most close to what was used in Elizabethan times is in, like, the Appalachian Mountains.
Right.
Like, just because it's people have stayed there and not really experienced the rest of the world. So they think, like, that's, like, as close as we can get to it. Okay. It's very weird. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, random tangent.
Random tangent.
Wow. Well, there you go. See, we saw nine lives, and we're still, you know. We're still trying to be, like, you know, talking about, you know, like, really nice, you know, pieces of work, you know. But then you got nine lives, and I can't wait for the musical, nine lives.
Oh, see, that will probably be better, actually. That makes sense. That makes sense as a musical.
I feel like this nine lives was in, like, the back of a studio, script that was in the studio, and, like, they were moving property or something, and it fell out of a box, and, like, someone picked it up and go, like, hey, I think this is a new script.
Maybe it's great for Kevin Spacey.
Maybe it's one of those things that's been in rewrites for years.
Yeah.
Like, Dirty Dancing Havana Nights started out as, like, a really, really interesting political movie about the revolution in Cuba.
It tried to do that.
Ended up being Dirty Dancing Havana Nights, and they have, like, two or three lines about the revolution. But it started out as a really good script, and then ended up,
you know,
as it is. So maybe this was a really interesting political thriller.
And then Kevin Spacey signed on to it. Kevin Spacey's been signed on to it from the beginning.
Yeah.
And can't do anything about
it. In an ironclad contract.
I think the guy, the naked man jumping off the thing talking about Trump, was more of a political thriller. Like, I think a guy who wrote this is probably writing Dog with a Blog. He's probably like, oh shit, man, I can't believe it.
I have to move to Cats now.
Yeah, I wrote this screenplay, you know, for Tom Hanks, a young Tom Hanks, now it's coming out. Kevin Spacey's doing this.
Oh, God.
Wow, that's a crazy... I almost want to do a podcast solely for this movie, just by itself.
I will 100% watch it.
That's the thing, like,
I won't, but
how did this get made? I think to just do do an episode even without even seeing the movie.
Like, we need to get the... I'm sure we can get the writer in.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can.
He's probably not doing much else.
Probably not. This is probably a one-head wonder for him.
He actually jumped off. Ticket booth.
He's
that's the guy. Wow, guys.
You could be like, wow, the hell did this happen? Anyway.
Yes. I don't know. What guy?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's millions of dollars went into that. Did you see the CGI?
Oh, yeah.
Millions.
No, because a cat. And the thing is, it's so funny. They didn't even have the voice. Like, the cat wasn't even moving.
Uh-huh.
Like, the mouth, like in Garfield. It was like, no, it was like a legitimate cat. Stuffy old cat. And Christopher Walken's like, all of a sudden knew about the guy's life, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's even creepier. I would have been like, why do you have these powers and not do anything better with it, except for
turn people into cats?
It's like, oh, I'm gonna teach you a lesson. It's like, I would be, you know, if I came back, I would be like, where's that guy? He's got a time machine, I guess. I don't know, guys. I could talk to you forever about everything. We talked about girls. Meet Girl Meets World.
Yeah. Nailed it.
We talked about Boy Meets World.
Yes.
Yeah, no, is it, when you got your show, was it similar to the guy? Because there's, like, Gilmore Guys, right?
Yeah. That was an inspiration.
Because I never saw Gilmore Girls.
I love Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, I never really saw it. So I can imagine it's, like, two guys who are into Gilmore.
Well, one guy who was super into it, and then one guy who has never seen it. So then
So that's good. See, I would have been, like, the guy who's never seen it. I would have been like, what? Who are the girls? Are there two girls? Because that was the thing. It was, like, a mother and daughter.
Both named Lorelai.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
But one goes by Rory. I'm not sure why Rory is short for Lorelai. That's never revealed. And that really bothers me.
Is it a female junior? Female junior?
No. They just... No one ever calls her junior.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Because that's the one thing I always... about when, you know, guy... Like, it's always, like, the fourth or junior. And I'm like, women don't do that?
I just read a really funny tweet where somebody was like, You know, guys call girls conceited when they take a bunch of selfies, but you guys are the ones who are naming kids after yourself.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm like, I don't know why women don't really. Like, I would have been like, if I had a wife or something and she named it, like, you know, that, I would be like, all right, that's kind of cool. I like that. That's kind of original.
But, no, probably don't have the confidence.
Yeah. And then it would be the second and then the third. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, right now. Women can do that. I don't care. Like, you know, but I don't see that often, you know. That's why it's always,
That'd be cool.
You know, when women, there's a conference of women. And, you know, you're talking, you know.
We'll bring it up at the next meeting.
Can you please bring it up?
Yeah, we'll talk about
conference.
It.
I mean,
we have, like, a lot of other issues that are, like, a little more pressing, but we'll put it on the docket.
I'm just saying, you know, it's an interesting. Yeah. Junior could also be into the Women League, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that'd be kind of cool because it would be, like, then Laura Jenkins
twins,
Jr.
Twins, the daughter, isn't she named Junior? That Arnold Schwarzenegger has.
Oh, she does.
Wait, no, twins. Sorry, no. What is the movie?
Junior.
But yeah, it's Junior. Yeah.
That's the name of the.
Yeah, and her name is Junior. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, but you would be Laura. Like, it would be Faith D'Amato Jr., which is a great name, I think, right there.
Great name.
And Laura Jenkins the second. See, I think it fits.
Okay. I was down at Comic-Con a couple years ago, and I met this guy whose name was James, and he had an identical twin brother, whose name was also James. And they were named after their father.
Wow. So it's James.
And I'm like, that is the worst thing.
That's like George Foreman. George Foreman did that.
Yeah. George Foreman.
He, like, named all his kids.
And he didn't have any girls, did he? Or are they all boys?
No, he had some girls, but it was mostly, but it was like the guy, like, it was like, I don't know how many. I mean, I don't think I would be surprised if he had, like, more than 10 kids.
Yeah.
Or so. Because he definitely had kids, like, later on, like in his later, like in his twilight years still. But I think there was, like, four of them that were named George. And they were all, like, George the third. George, and I'm like, what?
Which makes it, like, hella confusing of, like, think of, like, if you're their mother and they're like, hey, I need my birth certificate. And she's like, shit. Like, I have to find which one.
Yeah, do you think she just called them by their numbers?
Yeah. I would
one.
Yeah, yeah, that's what you have to do. Or call them, like, how would you do that? It's like, you with the big head. No, not the bigger head. You know what I mean? Like, there's something anatomy maybe of their head thing. Or, like, with, I don't know.
Do you
think
one of them dies, do they all get to move up a number?
Probably.
Definitely.
I hope.
Definitely.
Yeah. I hope so. Because it would make it easier. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You know? Screw that. You know?
Yeah,
come on.
Like, thank God. I was so sick of saying four. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, now I moved up. Now I'm a third. Oh, thank God. You know, now I could be in the will. Oh.
Yeah.
Right there. You know what I mean? Moved up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, guys, like I said, we could talk forever about useless information. No, just kidding. Just anything, you know? And where can we find, because you guys, it's on SoundCloud, I was listening to it.
If you want to hear us talk forever about Girl Meets World, you can find us on SoundCloud and on iTunes every Tuesday and Thursday, Girls Meet GMW.
When is Girl Meets World is on Friday nights? That's a new episode, right?
It is.
Yeah. But not
this Friday.
Not this Friday. And they left us on that big cliffhanger, which was rude.
And it was like, you could tell that, like, the act, like Peyton, the actor, was just like, I'm going to leave everyone on this cliffhanger. I hate this. Like, you can tell he hated it.
Yeah. It's like And I think the next episode, they show a clip, and it's like they're going to talk to Sean. Like, the two, Maya and Riley, went on a train, not a subway, but a train in New York to, like, somewhere where Sean lives, and now they're going to hang out with Sean. And I'm like, now the whole thing, we got to figure out, he's got to make the choice.
He's already made the choice, though, theoretically.
Yeah, theoretically.
Right, yeah.
But that's just, you know.
I'm going to say, we're going to leave this with, I want to know who you guys, I mean, you probably didn't even show, but who are you guys thinking?
Riley.
Faith says Riley.
Yeah.
Laura?
As far as Disney Channel goes and where I think the show is going, I don't think it's going to be either of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, I don't think it's going to be.
It's going to be Topanga. You think it's going to be Topanga?
No, I just think
that'd be great. That would be so awesome if you said Topanga.
I think Lucas is gay.
Really? Yeah.
I feel
it'll have
like
to Freeform, of course, because Disney can't acknowledge sexuality. But
that's right. Yeah.
You know.
Well, I feel like Lucas has to pick one of them because they already did the. We won't pick either. I feel like he has to at
but
some
the
point.
The show is based around Belgium. Well, we're wrapping up. But this is, the show is based on Belgium, the Belgium Revolution. So.
Oh, okay.
I'm serious. It is.
Yeah. No, I know the episode. I thought for a second, I thought you meant, like, the whole arc of Girl Meets World.
No, it is. 100%. Michael Jacobs has said this.
Oh.
Yes. Wow, you're really into it. Wow, I'm surprised. Yeah. Like, yes. I don't know. I don't even think I'm. What am I into? That would be like. I think I am. I mean, you know what? I'm gonna be into Nine Lives. I'm gonna know the whole.
Do it. You know, more power
story.
Laura's more like, I'm never
about this movie. It's gonna be my life. But yeah, so you're still, you don't think he's going to pick anybody?
No, I don't think he's going to. Well, I don't think he's going to pick anybody.
And Faith, you say Riley.
I want it to be Riley.
I'm going to say Maya.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I'm gonna say Maya.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. And Mike says Farkle? No? Okay. Good. Okay. Yeah, okay. Farkle's got a girlfriend.
There's a huge faction in the fandom of Girl Meets World that wants Farkle and Riley to get together, which I totally I think that makes a lot of sense, especially with who
well,
he's now,
he has a girlfriend.
Yeah, she's Maggie's perfect.
Yeah, they're great for each other.
Isn't she like autistic, right?
Slightly. She's on the spectrum.
Yeah, she is autistic.
Because they had that episode where they thought Farkle was autistic.
Asperger's.
Yeah, that's what it was. Because they thought Farkle had it, but he didn't.
They thought he did. He doesn't have Asperger's, but he's not quite.
Right. He's still, he's Farkle. Yeah. And I like his mom.
Uh-huh.
I remember like having a crush on her. She was like real, and I'm like, she looks pretty good. I'll tell you that one.
Yeah,
you know?
She looks great.
All right. I don't know. It's an endless universe. They should get me this whole universe, Girl Meets World or Boy Meets World universe. Endless things you could talk. I still want to see more Feeny.
Oh yeah.
And I still want to see more of the where's the aunt? Where's the sister? Remember, he had a younger sister.
Yeah, Morgan.
Oh, Morgan. Yeah, she hasn't been on the show.
She hasn't been on the show. I don't know
why. I heard she's a black sheep. That's what I'm saying.
I think it'd be fun if they switch sisters and get the original sister back.
Yeah. Right, like, do it like Roseanne.
Like Roseanne. Or just have them, like, interchange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I don't know. We could like I said. I'm gonna end this. Should we do a 2-hour episode right now? Should we talk about?
Let's go for three. All right.
Well, ladies, thank you for joining me on this special episode. And where can we other see any other work? Because you do Laura, you had a one woman show.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
How would that go? Is it good?
Yeah, it went great.
Sorry, I couldn't make it. I just
that's okay.
I didn't know you existed until recently.
That's okay. Honestly, it's totally cool. I got an encore presentation.
Nice.
So, yeah,
awesome.
Like it'll be August 4th.
Awesome.
So, I've got a nice month at 8 p.m. and it's at the Lounge Theater.
Nice. Okay. And Faith, where can we find you up in the skies?
You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Faith M. D'Amato, D-A-M-A-T-O. And you can watch me argue with children on Instagram, show's Instagram, which is at Girls Meet GMW.
Wow. Should be ashamed. How dare you?
How much oh, yeah, no. Okay.
All right. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. And and please bring all the remarks for Nine Lives. I have to make this. I think I have to play this trailer for the end of the whole year.
Yeah.
I
anytime I'm worried about my career, I'm just going to
sing about Nine Lives.
Watch
Nine Lives.
I'm not in that movie.
I would like to see the cast party on that one. I'll tell you that much right there. Going like, what the
shut up.
Fuck.
Everyone leaves within an hour. After.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, just
like the governor's ball.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Who wants to say the governor's boring? Come on.
No.
All right. Well, guys, thanks again for doing the show. Mike, thanks again for filling in. And please, everybody, come to your senses. Watch Nine Lives. There you go.
Receive this transmission from the Comedy Podcast Network. For more shows, visit comedypodcastnetwork.com.